This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
October 28, 2016. T-minus 10 days and counting.
Of political party, regardless of ideology, conservative or liberal, who has ever examined these issues in a serious way will tell you that instances of significant voter fraud are not to be found.
The very election fraud President Obama would have us all ignore, like the sheep he perceives us all to be, has, as predicted, reared its ugly head all over the United States. In Texas, the issue was actually discovered on Monday morning when Chambers County Clerk Heather Hawthorne was casting her own ballot and the voter next to her noticed that one of her votes was not filled in when she reviewed her electronic ballot, Hawthorne told 12 News on Tuesday. An error in the voting machine programming by Election Systems and Software, ESNS, caused votes for one statewide Court of Appeals race not to be entered when a voter tried to vote straight ticket in either party, according to a release from Chambers County. Election Systems and Software was founded in 1979 and is owned by the McCarthy Group. Back in 2010, the Washington Post reported ESNS was the target of a criminal investigation by the Department of Justice in 2010 due to a shady contract deal, and after that deal, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg referred to the breakdown of the machines as a royal screw-up. ESNS is based in Omaha, Nebraska, the home of operations for globalist Warren Buffett, the Oracle of Wall Street, Hillary supporter, and one of the main focuses of John DeCamp's The Franklin Cover-Up, an investigation of a corporocratic pedophile society that went all the way to the White House. Ironically, Buffett recently asked the question, Mr. Trump, have you
no sense of decency, sir.
In 2014, Election Systems and Software was the largest manufacturer of voting machines in the United States, claiming customers in 4,500 localities in 42 states and two U.S. territories. And if those machines aren't bad enough, as Polizet reported, the George Soros-linked U.K. company Smartmatic provided voting machines for 16 states, including important battleground states like Florida and Arizona. Since the story first broke, the flowchart has disappeared from Smartmatic's website, detailing its reach into the United States, raising further questions about the real status of the Soros-tied voting equipment and whether it is truly being deployed in U.S. elections. A petition begging Congress to have an emergency meeting session to remove the Soros-linked machines has already passed its required 100,000 signatures. Smartmatic has since doubled down on the debunking of Soros having any link to their organization by publishing on their website that George Soros does not have and has never had any ownership stake in Smartmatic. But then Smartmatic goes on to say, it is no secret that our chairman, Lord Mark Malik Brown, is a member of a number of nonprofit boards, including the global board of the Open Society Foundation, Soros' foundation. Lord Malik Brown is a highly respected global figure whose credentials include former Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations and former vice chairman of the World Economic Forum. It's real simple. Why in the darkest caverns of Hades is an English lord on the board with Soros' Open Society Foundation sporting a mile-long globalist resume overseeing the United States voting process in 16 states? Indiana revealed it had 4,556 double registrations, 3,000 records without birth dates, and 31 registered voters too young to vote. The FBI is currently investigating 19 dead Virginians re-registered to vote in Harrisonburg, Virginia, while a 2012 Pew study revealed that 1.8 million deceased individuals were listed as voters and that 2.75 million are registered in more than one state. And according to the Brennan Center for Justice, vendors are frequently under no legal obligations to notify election officials or the public about problems with their systems as as the same failures occur with the same machines year after year in one jurisdiction or another. Isn't it odd how none of the ballots switch over to Donald Trump? John Bound for InfoWars.com.
And we now have video of it actually happening all over the country, flipping the vote. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's Friday, the 28th day of October 2016. We are now in the final countdown for the midterm general election. Donald Trump is the tip of the spear for nationalism worldwide. We are 10 days and counting down to the general election. But first, we must interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this most important of messages.
Line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They are voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
Look, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
November 8th, vote like the world depends on it. And that is a communication to all of humanity that every major analyst across the political spectrum, from Japan to Germany to the United States, from Russia to Mexico, all the major university heads that study geopolitical systems say we're in the greatest danger of nuclear war we've ever been in. And it's all being spearheaded by the crazies that basically fund and finance Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, undoubtedly, if you're a radio listener, that was powerful audio. If you're a TV viewer, it's even more powerful. The video is up on InfoWars.com. This viral video will have Hillary running scared. It was posted yesterday at about 5 o'clock. The Facebook version has 700,000 views. The other YouTube versions have about 300,000. So it's got a million views since it went up about 17 hours ago. That's not enough. Okay, it needs 50 million views, and we need to get this out to everybody. This is what you send to liberals who don't understand what's happening. You send them undoubtedly the most powerful anti-Hillary ad of the 2016 election. Hands down, it's pure veritas, and it shows you the type of world we're going into if we let this bloodthirsty creature into the White House. So I'm asking everybody to repost it on your Facebook, your Twitter, to send the link out, to copy it to your YouTube page, to send it to talk show hosts, and send it to the Huffington Post, and send it to all of them and say, listen, there's got to be some level of self-preservation instinct you've got. Stop being delusional. Hillary is not the liberal candidate. Hillary is a crime boss. Hillary represents the worst elements on the planet. And that's why it was the Inspector General of the intelligence agencies that recommended Hillary's server be investigated 3 years ago. These leaks aren't coming from the Russians. They're coming from people inside the DNC and inside the Pentagon and inside the NSA. Because they understand this country has been hijacked by foreign interest and the Republic is in great danger. And I'm not lionizing the different intelligence agencies, but we've now reached the decision point where most of the people in the agencies, not at the top, but below them, understand how serious the situation is. And InfoWars and others have gotten out the true narrative of what's happening so we can now have a real debate about what's unfolding. That said, we've seen levels of propaganda against Donald Trump that I've never seen before. Editing what he has to say, taking out of context, lying, repeating whole cloth lies. And it wasn't that the media was so much better in the last few decades. It's just that they thought they couldn't get away with it. Now, because they're so discredited, what do they have to lose? It's a desperateness. And I notice I get Google alerts. So every 30 seconds or so, an article comes in that they've written about me these days. Sometimes it's thousands of articles a day. Usually it's about 50 to 100. Major publications attack yours truly every day. And I don't have time to read through a lot of it. When I read it now, it's whole cloth lies. I was reading one big article, big, like 20-page write-up on me, and it was just all twisted lies. It was like quotes I never said. There weren't even links to videos. It was just, quote, the same people that run the communists and the Nazis are our National Guard. Now, I'm quoting the article, but I'm not saying this. They'll take this out of context, too. The same people that ran the communists and the Nazis are our National Guard, and they want to cull the population. What the? I never said the National Guard. And again, it's these talking points. Formulaic against Trump, myself, the Liberty Movement, you name it. I actually found it. That was Vox. Alex Jones, America's most famous conspiracy theorist, explained. And then how you guys just found it so quick, because there's like 100 articles out today, but that's the one, I guess you searched the term, where it said that I say the National Guard wants to cull us? What? I say it's our military more awake than anybody, because that's a fact. I just go with the truth. So they know that, and that's why they have articles saying, I want a cop kill, and I want to kill the military. And it's all lies, but their readers sit there and comment on it like it's real. And then they go and say he believes Obama sent a tornado, you know, to Oklahoma City. A woman called in and said, could it be a weather weapon? I said, they have those, but this probably wasn't. You know, tornadoes are actually at an all-time low. So were hurricanes the last 60 years. That's the real quote. They just have Rachel Maddow say that I said Obama sent a tornado 5 years ago to Oklahoma City. And it's the same lies laundry listed out. Out of context, the government's making frogs gay. I do pieces countering them, saying they say it's about making frogs gay. They take the clip out and put it in a Hillary ad when I was describing how that's what they take out of context. And so these were this laundry list, but now it's hit a new level where they just say, Alex Jones says the National Guard runs the Nazis and the communists. And it's the National Guard that runs everything, and the National Guard is going to kill you and going to invade Texas and kill you. We never said Jade Helm was an actual invasion. We're on record saying it was a simulation for occupation and invasion. And I've talked to, so I'll exaggerate, in person, probably 20 of the soldiers that were involved in Jade Helm, and they said we all knew it was absolutely dual use for invading the United States and full spectrum dominance and control of populations. And the Pentagon documents all admit that. It was a conditioning operation. And the military admits in the Army Times that's what they're doing. The military, quite frankly, a lot of times reports on this stuff hoping the public gets concerned and does something about it. So I don't want to get into myself here. I'm just saying when you look at the level of deception, it is getting crazy. But I want to explain something to all my detractors. The reason we're successful, the reason the information we put out is now the countervailing narrative to your system of lies, your kingdom of fraud, your tissue of deception, your false reality, is because I've studied history. I've interviewed all the top experts, basically. I'm immersed in this, and we know what we're talking about. I'm looking for the truth. Doesn't mean I have all of it. Doesn't mean I'm infallible, far from it. But trying to tell the truth, trying to be researched, trying to do the right thing is a world of difference from you. So I want to explain something to all the detractors out there because I want to reach out to you. I want you to break free of the matrix. I want you to understand that you're being controlled and you're living in a delusional system. Some of you know that. You're mercenaries. You're very, very cynical. So you just don't care. But a lot of you really do think you're on the winning team. So I'm going to explain something to you very, very succinctly here, okay? And just hope you listen. I'm not trying to win a popularity contest. I'm trying to change the world. I'm not trying to say the countervailing political system's song sheet so that I get accepted and promoted up through the system. That's your worldview, not mine. When Karl Rove confronted me, or I kind of confronted him, then he confronted me back, at a Dallas airport flying out to Cleveland for the RNC, he goes, Alex, you just don't play by the rules. He's laughing at me like he's got power. When an average hour of this show has more viewers and listeners now than Fox News, we've now achieved that. Even mainstream media has to admit it. They are in full panic mode. I've got this guy that's a pundit on a show that runs around grabbing the Republican money every cycle for himself to make sure Democrats win. And he's sitting there, you know, it's come out in the WikiLeaks, all of it. You know, the Paul Ryan, all of them totally work for the Democrats. And they just think we're so incredibly stupid that, I'm going to skip this break, that he sat there and he looks at me with a straight face and says, you don't play by the rules, and starts laughing like I'm a loser, like I'm a failure. InfoWars is undoubtedly bigger than Rush Limbaugh now. Way bigger. With his demographic, he's still dominant with old folks and things. That's fine. I'm not in competition with Rush Limbaugh. I want my talking points, my ideas, to be forced into the spectrum of what Rush Limbaugh's covering. And guess what? I have succeeded. I've had victory. So this isn't about bragging. This is about you getting a battle report on the war that you're winning, I'm winning, Trump's winning, all the metrics show, and I'm about to get to it in a moment. It's incredible. But just to understand something, I'm not here trying to rearrange deck chairs on the Titanic. I'm not here trying to win a popularity contest. I'm here to shock people with the truth, to let them make fun of me, to let them go through their comfort zone, and then to plant the seeds so down the road, as it gets more and more clear that I'm right, people will listen. And guess what? We're already down the road in what's happened. They have to shut down freedom on the web. They have to shut down free speech because as all this world government openly comes out, and it's totally tyrannical, and it wants to make you poor by design and make you a permanent impoverished population, you're going to then know I was right. It doesn't matter if you don't go read Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope. It doesn't matter if you won't go read Brzezinski's books. It doesn't matter if you won't read Ecoscience by the White House science czar. It won't matter because you will be forced into reality one way or another. And so that's what's happening. This is a kingdom of con artists that think you're stupid and think that they control you and think that you're dumb. All over Texas, people I personally know have seen their votes flipped. Smart people trying to vote for Trump. Now it's coming out in Maryland, Ohio, Colorado. It's flooding in. Heads of elections in counties are having it happen to them. We just played a report in the first 5 minutes. We now have video in Texas of this happening. But don't worry, CNN came out and talked to a state election official who days before ran from our reporters and said there's no vote flipping, no problems, even though I'm showing it right now, making you vote for the Democrat, not letting you vote for the Republican. So, we're not getting reports of it flipping from Hillary to Trump around the country. No, no, no. It's always Trump to Hillary or straight ticket to the Democrats. But, oh, CNN, they said that none of it's happening. So I can go back to sleep now. And I love how the formulaic BS is so dumbed down. But Goebbels said good propaganda is really dumbed down if you want to actually dumb down the public. See, slick information, accurate information raises the intellect and the level of discussion. They don't want that. They just think you're dumb and say, conspiracy theorist. If you listen to the people on the ground that survived and said that they got, what, 6 different stand down orders directly from Hillary Clinton. They just say that doesn't happen. They're conspiracy theorists. They lived it. They're the heroes. They survived. Their friends died. But the media said they're conspiracy theorists. That's all they've got is to say this person is a leading heretic. This person is a leading individual that challenges the establishment narrative. Well, absolutely, I wear that as a badge of honor. And I am so just incredibly blessed that for whatever reason in my life, I'm in the position to resist these people because these are bad, bad folks. And every fiber of my being wants to stand up against them. But what happens is once somebody signs on to a con, they get deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into it. And they just can't admit they're wrong. They just can't admit what they're doing is wrong. They double down because they don't want to admit that they were wrong or that things are scary. And so things get scarier and scarier and scarier and scarier. Now with the Podesta data dumps, we are up to number 21. Let me show folks some of the stories up on drudgereport.com. We can punch that up on screen for TV viewers. Dump 21, developing. Campaign struggles to reach effing dumb young people. Every data dump. Paul Watson just searches the term dumb or basement or black people. And, I mean, yesterday it was, man, these are some dumb black people. Yeah, David Brock seems to think black people are dumb. Well, you know, or, oh, yeah, these Bernie Sanders people living in their, you know, mother's basements and baristas and these poor people, poor, stupid people. And more and more and more and more and more is coming out. That's the mindset of these individuals, ladies and gentlemen. You've got Hillary basically falling down again yesterday, stumbling around everywhere, looks completely out of her mind. But that's okay, because I'm with her. Now, I'm going to get more into this when we come back from break, but first I want to get into the latest poll numbers and what's happening with election fraud. But just understand this. You don't have to believe what I believe. You don't have to see things the way I do. Even though I'm going off what the establishment says themselves are the real plans. You've just got to admit to yourself that the entire power structure that you claim you're against, that you know is screwing you over, that's consolidating control, trying to make you poor to control you, is for Hillary. And I tell you, it's the lottery ticket mentality. People that want to buy into a bandwagon and want to be delusional and feel like they're winners and feel like they're making this really smart, cool choice because we have people like Michelle Obama and Hillary getting up there invoking that he's mean to girls because of some 11-year-old edited tape. Meanwhile, they're hosting rappers that actually sing songs at the White House, like Rick Ross, about drugging women and raping them. We're going to play these lyrics later. We bleeped it, but it's coming up. And it's just, it's the level of hypocrisy and all the corruption, all the evil, and just the sickeningness in the videos of Michelle's daughters twerking to this, inducting their daughters into big, fat, horrible goblin creatures, you know, that are sitting there teaching people how to be nothing but whores. So they're inducting our entire nation's daughters into all these, you know, filthy prison cultures. And, of course, Rick Ross is a former prison guard who got basically hired to take over the identity of the real Rick Ross to cover up the CIA drug dealing. I mean, the whole thing's a psyop. The whole thing's a psyop, folks, with Jay-Z and Kanye and all these other people, and they're there at the White House, like you're a fool, like you're a moron. Now, coming up, I'm going to get more into this, but let me just go ahead and break some of this down for you right now. A vote for Hillary is a vote for World War III. And I want to encourage everybody to get that video out to everyone you know. Yes, it's got 1 million views in the last, since 5 p.m. yesterday. I'm going to get mad if it doesn't get 20 million views by the end of the weekend, okay? And this is a frustration I have because I've said this thousands of times. If it's just some important video but not that important compared to other stuff, and it gets 20, 30 million views, 16 million views, whatever the case is, every week this happens, we'll have some video that goes huge. 30 million, you know, on a press conference we had last week. More than 30 million now. And it's not that much important stuff came out in it. You know, it's frustrating. And then something like this would change the election 100% for Trump. If you get it out. A vote for Hillary is a vote for World War III, is Paul Watson's article that has a version from his YouTube channel posted that shows what we're headed for if Hillary gets in. Very powerful. Again, on Facebook, it's got almost 700,000 views. But that's a YouTube version there. I'm begging everyone. This is an information warfare tool. It's very accurate. It's very truthful. 90% of it is real-world stuff that's happening. The other 10% is what a nuclear attack with a 40-megaton hydrogen bomb would look like hitting New York City. And Leanne McAdoo is in the middle of it, like the fiery goddess being burned to bits. It's powerful. And this is better than anything you'll see the Trump campaign put out. I don't want to sit there and lobby the Trump campaign, because let's just be frank about our audience. You are the Trump campaign. Trump knows that, by the way. You are the number one group, InfoWarriors, in the Trump support system. So we brought Trump. He doesn't bring us. And I understand he's got politicos around him that think they're taking a safe course, and that's fine. But every time his son sends out some of our stuff or he does, the media attacks. That's because they know it's powerful info that breaks through the conditioning. Trump knows that. We need Trump to retweet this video. I never lobby. I'm going to go on the phone or later. I'm going to call Stephen Bannon of Breitbart, his campaign. I'm going to say, hey, listen, you need to put this video up. Because I know, just as sure as the sun came up this morning, and I'm going to do a couple more similar campaign ads, that if these get out, this will absolutely put the final nails in the career of the serial criminal, the kleptocrat, the grifter, that is Hillary Rodham Clinton, and the giant, filthy train Like a big shark has all these little fish following it, you know, that feed off of it. This huge train of the Saudi Arabians and the communist Chinese and all the drug dealers and narcotic traffickers and weirdo child molester groups and everything else. I mean, this woman is a frickin' demon. That's why everybody's done the analysis of her and knows she wants to start big wars. She's like a demon. She cannot help but go to the flame. They cannot help but go to the flame. They cannot help. I mean, in Russia, she is known as the witch on state-run TV. She is a witch. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time. New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Walker put together one of our great graphics people, that little Halloween intro with really how creepy and scary the Clintons are. And, of course, it was Darren McBreen and Leanne McAdoo that put together the nuclear war emergency report. A vote for Hillary Clinton is a vote for World War III. This is definitely the most powerful political ad of 2016. And believe me, I would give credit to anybody else that did it. I don't care. Everybody knows that. I'm just saying that so people understand this is the one. It's the truth. And with the demographics, it's one of the only ways to reach liberals that have any basic instincts for survival anymore. Hillary is a known warmonger. The Pentagon has warned of this. Everyone has. She is very unstable. She admits in WikiLeaks that her, quote, instincts are very bad. She has a vicious temper. I don't mean one that just flares here and there. I mean, it's what drives her. It's what controls her. And she wants to dominate and absolutely control. Now, here's the huge news, obviously. Maryland Trump supporter, they switched my vote to Hillary. Infowars.com. Clinton insider, rigging only way Hillary can win. Look at this one. Two investigators, Chicago votes cast ballots beyond the grave. That's CBS News. This is happening all over the country. Look at this one. This one's out of Bloomberg. Now remember, nobody wants illegals to vote. There's no illegals voting. There's no such thing happening. But you can pull up hundreds of articles in the Chicago Tribune, the LA Times, you name it, saying we're going to let illegals vote. I mean, you can land off an airplane and not have a visa, anything. And you just get to vote. I mean, imagine if you showed up in Mexico or New Zealand or, I mean, anywhere and said, hi, I'm here to vote. They're like, what? Are you a Kiwi citizen, sir? No, but I get to. Why are you racist? They'd be like, you know, boom. It's so outrageous, but only in America under political correctness. So here's the article. I want to show this for TV viewers. This is out of Bloomberg, right here for folks. Some cities, see, this is what London's already saying. We don't care what Brexit does. They've got our Muslim mayor. We're just going to bring people in and issue our own visas here. It's a breakaway. The globalists breaking up our country. Some cities want their immigrants to vote. They're not illegal immigrants. So look at illegal immigrants voting all over this country. Donald Trump recently claimed in a Fox News interview, part of the ongoing effort to cast doubt on the integrity of the presidential election. I love how they'll take where he's right and use it against him. In fact, I always hear it even on local radio and Fox radio. They'll be like, wow, Hillary's destroying Trump. Why, she's out raising contributions 5-1. And you find out they're all corporate. They're all billionaires. Wow, she's really getting his butt kicked. We should be proud of the fact he's not getting any elitist money. But they take his strengths and they turn it into a weakness. So some cities want their immigrants to vote. Then you read the next paragraph. Oh, that Donald Trump claims that illegals are voting. It's happening at Democrats, the head of the Democratic Party's vote operation, Kramer, admitting they're engaged in mass fraud, and then his number two saying it. And there's nothing anybody can do to stop us. I could F my mother and get away with it. That's a quote. I could F my mother and get away with it. They're so arrogant now, they dance around. Gruber and Ezekiel Emanuel have been back on TV this week laughing at us and saying we're just going to raise penalties and gouge you more and giggling and snickering and saying it was never going to be free and clicking their heels together like little flying monkeys or something. I mean, this is getting more and more out of control because it's all a giant con game. They are raping us in front of everyone, and it's funny. And they're all these little soft, smart-ass little nerds, just like Joseph Goebbels and the people that serve the Nazis. They're always these little chicken-neck, smart-mouth punks. Dishonorable filth. But, oh, Donald Trump's so wrong. The illegals are voting, and oh, a whole bunch of cities are letting him vote, but he's wrong. He's wrong. We are doing it, and it is happening, but it doesn't exist. There are death penalties. There are these different death boards. You can't keep your doctor or triple your prices, and there is a big fat IRS penalty. The new talking point all over the news is, I don't know what the Republicans and people's problem is. And Donald Trump, I mean, you always had to pay a penalty. And if you're not interfacing with the IRS when you go to sign up, you know, for your health care, well, then you've got a serious problem. And that's what it is. It's a compliance system for the IRS to make you interface with the IRS to get your health care. And so you don't get health care if you don't pay the IRS or you're not in their system. And then it goes vice versa. It's a corporate tax to offshore insurance companies and banks.
It allows control over healthcare and the delivery of it and what type of healthcare you get. It is a nightmare of control with Swiss cheese in it, holes everywhere, so the establishment is exempt from the damn thing. And, of course, everyone's saying, ooh, Hillary's going to have to reform this. Oh, yeah. It was always in the WikiLeaks. We told you long before it was in the WikiLeaks that it was designed to implode because they would go on C-SPAN and write articles and books to their constituents saying this is a screw job. You know, to the general public, no, their constituents are the big banks, the intelligentsia, where they all hop around and giggle like Gruber on TV. Thank God everyone's so dumb in America. Thank God they have no attention span. We can really rip them off. It's the same thing. They put out the whole deal. People are like, wow, Alex, you were right again that Hillary wants it to fail to bring in something even worse. How did you know that? You're so smart. I'm so smart. I mean, I can't take this anymore. I'm not smart. I've got a memory, though. It's not smart or exceptional to not be an idiot. And to not let people talk down to you and call, they still call me a conspiracy theorist, a badge of honor, by the way, because I say Obamacare is a screw job. I mean, everyone knows it's a screw job, but again, it's the same tactic. This is weaponized media right here, folks. You want it, you're about to read it. Some cities want their immigrants to vote. Look at illegal immigrants voting all over this country, Donald Trump recently claimed in a Fox News interview. Part of his ongoing effort to cast doubt on the integrity of the presidential elections, there's no evidence to support the Republican nominee's claims of election fraud. Oh, no. And then notice they use a lawyer term. Voter fraud and election fraud are two different things. Generally, election fraud is electronic. Massive evidence of that. It's a historical fact. But there's also organized voter fraud at the precinct and county level. And so that becomes election fraud. So there's three different types. Pure voter fraud, election fraud, and then election fraud through mass organized voter fraud. Just, I'll give you some real definitions there. But let's continue. Quote, there's no evidence. That's right. Oh, there's no. Oh, thank you, Bloomberg. And you don't want our guns either, right? Remember Bloomberg a few years ago wrote an article. He said, I'm the biggest Second Amendment supporter there is. That's the headline. No one believes in it more than me. That's like saying Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, doesn't like to kill people. I mean, it's just they talk to you like you're a moron. Because they're such psychopathic control freaks, they think they can force feed you, and it's all about when will they comply, when will they comply, just intensify the lies. So some cities want their immigrants to vote. That's outrageous, that's sedition, but they have it there in a headline like it's no big deal. See, it's all an assault on reality. There's no evidence supporting the Republican nominee's claims of election fraud, but some cities are moving to expand voting rights to include non-citizens. Oh, cities are going to let people vote when it violates federal and state law. But Donald Trump isn't right about it. And it goes on. Non-citizen voting isn't as radical as it might sound. And then it just goes on of how good it is and how nice it is and how fun it is. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And, oh, we brought all these people in, so now they deserve a say and blah, blah, blah. So there you go. They know they've got readers that have been turned against Trump, so they bring them into the next phase of tyranny by going, Trump is evil, and this doesn't exist, but it does exist, and Trump doesn't like it, and you're now part of our club. I mean, this is mind control, people. This is mind control. So that's just one of the articles. So, Maryland, Trump supporter, they switched my vote. There's video, Infowars.com. Yet another report of vote flipping. John Bowne had a report at the start of the show where they had the election official certify that was flipping votes across their systems. We have it on the Texas letterhead, but CNN says there's no truth to it. It's another wild conspiracy theory. But the good news is CNN has almost no credibility, but that's the crazy part is they just keep moving forward with the fraud. So, another two investigators, Chicago vote cast ballots from beyond the grave. A vote for Hillary is a vote for World War III. I mentioned that's very, very important. Don't forget this one. WikiLeaks email. Hillary campaign struggles to reach effing dumb young people. Yeah, they're so dumb they don't like your Obamacare. I also want to get into Clinton and Michelle Obama make their first joint campaign and talk about the horrible misogyny of Donald Trump while they have the dirtiest arrested development dumbass thugs. Well, they're not dumbass thugs. I mean, a lot of them are real thugs, but they're also just predators. They're pimping everybody. Up there singing about date raping women. These are songs on the list sung at the White House while Michelle's daughters shake their asses. So she pimps her daughters out, literally, to big, fat, demonic pig monsters who are all about using everyone and being basically satanic, all about being about themselves and me, 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 and all this crap is the reason you have nothing. Because the White House is full of a bunch of trash. I got to say it, though. The Clintons are even trashier than the Obamas. They are the trashiest of the trash, just trash upon trash. So we're going to be getting to all that. But since I mentioned Gruber, here's a mashup of Gruber. And of course, we have the latest clips where he just smiles and yells and says, get used to it. Get used to it. We're just going to up the penalties. Remember, there are no penalties. Every news channel, it's crazy. It's a conspiracy. You're a racist. It was in the bill. They don't care. They passed it. And now they sit there and giggle because they're the Ivy League white shoe boys and laugh at you and your family while they try to shut the economy down to consolidate it, in their own words. So here's Gruber laughing at you.
Who exactly is Gruber? What was his role in crafting Obamacare?
I don't know who he is. He didn't help write our bill.
Most people think that he's one of the best outside experts, Mr. Gruber of MIT.
I don't know if you have seen Jonathan Gruber of MIT's analysis. And so...
Jonathan Gruber is one of the most respected economists in the world.
He attended 5 of the 12 meetings at the Obama White House in 2009, including the meeting with the president.
I was a paid consultant to the Obama administration to help develop the technical details of the bill.
$6 million in consulting fees on Obamacare. Who knew you could make so much money working for the government, huh?
And so...
The fact that some advisor...
An advisor. An advisor.
...who never worked on our staff.
I've stolen ideas from liberally, John Gruber.
Obama's a little more relaxed. I think he took a cigarette break halfway through.
Expressed an opinion that I completely disagree with in terms of the voters.
That passed. American voters are stupid enough to say that. You know, called the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. It's a very clever... You know, basically exploitation of the lack of economic understanding of the American voter.
There's no reflection on the actual process that was run.
And the only way we could take it on was first by mislabeling it. And John Kerry said, no, we're going to tax your health insurance. We're going to tax those evil insurance companies.
Gruber, who has been our guide on a lot of this.
But we all know it's really a tax on people who hold those insurance plans.
I think it's fair to say that there was not a provision in the health care law that was not extensively debated.
This bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not square the mandate as taxes. If CBO squared the mandate as taxes, the bill dies.
Mr. Gruber of MIT, he's got big computer models. He takes the CBO data, and frankly, in some respect, he's helped CBO by giving some information to CBO that otherwise does not have.
He had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in. It made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money. It would not have passed.
And was fully transparent.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And over time, it's applied to more and more health insurance plans.
And so...
How can that make sense?
Grubergate. And, of course, he's now back on TV laughing and giggling and saying, we're going to raise your premiums even more and your fines. But the final lie, even on C-SPAN to his own minions, teaching him how to lie, teaching him how to deceive, teaching him how to engage in fraud and get paid, you know, $6 million for doing it, is that he keeps saying, so that sick people get health care. The sick people had charity care. They always did. Under state and federal law, now they're getting rid of that, and the standard of care is going down. That's a fact. Doctors are quitting en masse. We have the emails. It's meant to bankrupt the system. So the final lie is, oh, we're lying to the public for the greater good to help poor people. That's just another lie. To get the minions in academia and in finance and in the system to go, okay, I'll do bad things for a greater good. And then in most cases, you're screwing yourself. That's the big fraud. We're going to go to break and come back with the actual video of the vote flipping happening in Texas and other states. They're saying illegals are voting all over the country. Cities are just letting people do it. But it doesn't exist. I mean, this is Heaven's Gate, Hail Bop level, cuckoo Cocoa Puff level. And then I'm sitting here pointing this out, and they just keep saying I'm crazy. Well, you know what? You're crazy if you listen to these liars when you can read the methodology of the polls, and they're all 9 points or more added to Hillary via sampling of Democrats. I mean, that's not a conspiracy theory. That's mathematics. That's critical thinking. And the cons just keep telling you, no, 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 you can't have it that way. Before we go to break, ladies and gentlemen, we're ending this special at the end of the weekend. It's an amazing nootropic, so good for your brain. I absolutely love it. Much of this crew takes it. It's Brain Force, available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's one word, InfoWarsLife.com, 25% off Brain Force. And, of course, we have the even bigger special, 30 to 40%. 30% is the lowest discount, 40 is the biggest, on all the super high-quality storable foods. At InfoWarsStore.com. It's powered by My Patriot Supply, the best folks out there. We have their full catalog as well. This is the exact same food, packed the exact same time, but I can get around it contractually with private labeling and do these sales occasionally. This is the best of sales we ever do, upwards of 40%. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And I'm glad to see a lot of folks are getting storable foods and firearms and things like that. I mean, the numbers show record firearm sales, you name it. People understand how much danger this country's in. They're digging in. They're hoping to fix things peacefully. But they're canceling school all over the country and stuff on November 8th and November 9th. Looks like they're getting ready to really try to stir something up. We'll be here chronicling it all. I'm Alex Jones. Thanks for the support. We'll be back.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
So, we have new national polls out. Public faith in elections falls to all-time lows from the Mises Institute. We have Putin mocks Clinton claim of Russian election meddling. Is the U.S. a banana republic? Meanwhile, they're bringing in the EU and UN to oversee our elections. Oh, foreigners are running things. Bring in the UN. Everything they accuse Russia of, they're doing. Everything they accuse the Patriots of or Trump, they're doing. But more and more, everywhere CNN goes, the crowds are calling them out. Their guests are calling them out. That they're the Clinton News Network, that they're despicable. So the good news is they can try to sit here and stonewall and say, we don't know what's going on. The truth is coming out. Now, the Democrats, back in 2008, ran a voting machine, comedy piece via The Simpsons, where they're trying to vote for Obama, but they keep getting McCain over and over again. This vote flipping was known to be carried out by both parties. It's been certified with congressional investigations. They just know the general public doesn't look into stuff like that. Hell, they can tell the public Congress is a conspiracy theory and it doesn't exist, and people would buy it, at least 30%. I mean, I'm not kidding at this point. They're now demonizing the word mother and father. Okay? They mean business, folks. They are taking over reality. We're in a total war. And so here they are saying it's a big problem on The Simpsons, but now no one ever heard of it as state election officials are saying, we've certified in Texas and other states, they're flipping. And they certified in Illinois and Colorado and everywhere else that illegals are voting and dead people are voting. And they're trying to get illegals to be able to vote. I mean, we're going to get illegals to vote, but it doesn't exist. Trump's completely insane saying illegals are voting, but we are having a vote, though. Same article. Just read it. Again, they're assaulting your reason. You're like, this discredits them. They just want to keep programming you with this. It's a psychological warfare tactic to basically just create mass mental illness and think they've got our kids in the schools, folks. So you're an adult. You can barely, decipher it. It's the same here with me. It's crazy. Garbage in, garbage out. But imagine your kids. So here's the Homer Simpson piece. To the voting booth.
Ooh, one of those electronic voting dealies.
One vote for McCain. Thank you.
No, I want to vote for Obama.
Two votes for McCain.
Come on, it's time for a change.
Three votes for McCain.
No, no, no.
Six votes for President McCain.
Hey, I only meant one of those votes for McCain. This machine is rigged. But down President McCain. It doesn't happen in America. Maybe Ohio, but
and
not America.
Oh, it doesn't happen in America. Obama said so. I voted. Okay, so there they are. But now it doesn't exist. But here's some video. Voting machine caught on camera casting ballot for Democrat when selecting Republican in Texas. This is from Today's News. Here it is. This is what it's doing. And 16 states, 60%, 16 states are basically run on George Soros-owned machines. He's got connections to several of the other big companies. But it's okay to have a weirdo Nazi collaborator running our voting. So basically, the Democrats have gone pure criminal with the Republican leadership against the American people. They just dropped any pretense. They are absolutely against us. They're in a war. And the WikiLeaks admits they're in a war against you. It's a scorched earth policy. You've got all these yuppies and people that have 2 or 3 degrees, no future. All they're told is be part of totalitarianism. Learn to lie to the public. Gruber gives seminars on it. We're going to rob everybody. And so they're like, okay, I'm ready to rob. And they actually get off on the criminal activity. And they're very sophisticated, folks. They wear trendy clothes. They look completely nice and normal, but they are scientific. Let me tell you, even the mid-level, you've seen the behind-the-scenes videos. These are military operations. I mean, these corporations even have people broken down and sometimes under military titles. I mean, they are bringing us down. This is 21st century warfare. We're under attack. Mayday worldwide. Mayday, mayday, mayday. For God's sakes, awaken. They'll be back in hour two.
GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's